You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Atlanta Braves. Matt Waymeyer alongside Jeff Nelson. We're joined on the phone by Mark Bowman, MLB.com Braves reporter. Mark, thanks very much for joining us. A down season for the Braves in 2014, finishing four games under at 79-83. Given that, just kind of describe the general attitude and the vibe in spring training for the Braves right now.
Well, you know, it was a very interesting offseason, to say the least, with a lot of changes coming off, as you correctly described, a very disappointing season, probably one of the more frustrating and unfulfilling seasons, just because that team did not meet expectations. Some of the other losing seasons that you look back, 2007, 2008, 2006. You know, there were some reasons, some injuries that played a part in their struggles those years. And last year, that team just never gelled. It certainly dealt with injuries early on. But yes, they've turned the page, started a new era. That much of their work during the offseason was aimed towards the future, compiling a bunch of prospects. But at the same time, they've enhanced the culture of the clubhouse by adding guys like Johnny Gomes, Jason Grilli, some guys that have been there, done that, and can kind of come help mold guys like Freddie Freeman, Anderson Simmons, who will be here for many years to come.
Well, I guess you got a new player or slash old player. He's not going to be involved in any spring training, but tell us a little bit about Melvin Upton changing his name. He used to be B.J. Upton. When is he going to be ready, and when does you see him coming back, and how's his attitude coming into camp after struggling last year?
You know, I don't think any of us thought when Melvin came in and said that his name change was not simply wanting to turn the page and wanting to go to the family name. He certainly was hoping to gain whatever mental edge he could with the name change. I think he was looking forward to building off what he had done with work with Kevin Seitzer throughout the winter. He felt good. He felt he was a good place mentally, and now he's going to have to wait until sometime in May, at least, to get back here at the big league level. And we're looking probably somewhere second week of April before he even starts starting rehab games at the minor league level and doing basically some of the work that he was hoping to do here over the next 6 weeks. It was certainly a frustrating turn for Upton, for the Braves. It allows them to take a look at some other guys that they brought to camp: Yuri Perez, Eric Young Jr., Todd Cunningham are probably the top candidates to play center on a regular basis during Upton's absence. But Eric hasn't seen a lot of time in center field. Yuri Perez is probably the early favorite for that role, but Eric Young is a guy who he's certainly intriguing because he's going to be in that lineup some way, somehow, whether it is platooning with Johnny Gomes in left, or if they get to a point they feel comfortable enough with him in center, they'll do that. There's also the chance that maybe you put, when Eric's playing left, and maybe Yuri Perez is out there in center, or when Gomes is in left, then you have to make that choice, whether you're going to put Perez or Young out there.
Mark, I want to get your thoughts on one of the bigger trades very early in the hot stove season last fall. That was sending both Jason Hayward and Jordan Walden to the Cardinals, and the Braves getting back Shelby Miller in return. Just talk about how Miller has looked so far and your thoughts on that right field vacancy that Hayward held down for so many years.
You know, it's bringing Shelby Miller back for one year of Jason Hayward, and then you throw in Jordan Walden, a guy who has battled injuries throughout the last few years. When he's healthy, he's effective. He's a very good reliever, nice guy to have in your bullpen. But to get a guy like Shelby Miller with so much upside, you're going to have under control for four more years. To get that, and Terrell Jenkins, a high upside prospect who, if he stays healthy, he has electric stuff. I'd say he probably has as good a stuff as any of the prospects that I've seen down here in camp, and I include Michael Fultonevich, the guy who is regarded as their top pitching prospect. To get those two guys for what would have amounted to 1 year of Hayward, it was a good return. I with Shelby Miller, you know, you've got, like I said, for 4 years, you know, he can sit there with Julio Teheran at the front of a rotation, maybe Alex Wood. Probably fits into that mix over that long term. So the foundation is there for Atlanta to have a solid rotation. And here as they move towards their new stadium, you know, obviously they haven't shied away from the fact they definitely want to be ready to win on a consistent basis when that stadium opens in 2017.
Mark, they seem to find the answer in right field with Nick Markakis. Tell us a little bit about his neck surgery and how he's coming along his progression.
With Markakis, it's going a little slow with his recovery, you know, in terms of, but he says he's basically on the same schedule, but he's planned for right now. He's doing some running, maybe some very limited dry swings. He hopes to accelerate his activities here within the next week or two. He's going to get to that point where you have to question whether 30 or 40, whether it's worth compiling 30 or 40 at-bats in a 2 or 3 week span to be ready for opening day. But for right now, he continues to say the goal is to be in that lineup. So at the same time, he's looking at the big picture and realizing when you're coming back from a neck surgery, there's no need to rush things.
Mark, you touched on it, Julio Teheran briefly. Had some upside definitely in 2014, did have some struggles too, but is he the guy that the Braves are really looking towards to become the bona fide ace of this staff this season and beyond?
Well, he's a guy that has that potential. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he you know, right now he's probably a solid number two. You know, I don't know. I think that term ace has to be earned, and I think it is overused. But yeah, he does have that potential to be one of those elite type pitchers in the league. I think that if Alex Wood can stay healthy, he has that same type of potential. Here's a guy that if you compare their numbers across the board, you start including FIP and some of the other Sabre numbers, and look at compare what he and Teheran did last year. Alex is, especially as a starter, was every bit as impressive. And so it's going to be fun to watch these guys grow, along with Shelby Miller, a guy who, by the end of last year, once he developed a sinker, he seemed to be right where the Cardinals projected him to be, or at least back to where he was during the successful days of 2013, and moving towards what the Cardinals projected him to be when they took him in the first round back there in 2009.
You know, Craig Kimbrell has been as solid as anybody in that ninth inning, and his name's been swirled around in trade rumors. Where do you see that? Is he with the Braves? Do they try to trade him at some point, or there's absolutely no way he's going anywhere?
You know, right now I'd say that they are not thinking about trading him. Now, let's say you get to July this year, and you're looking at it, and you take a step back, and you say, you know, not only are we not going to win this year, chances of winning next year are slim, then I think you definitely have to look and say, hey, look, what kind of return can we get if we deal him at this point? But for right now, he is in their long-term plans, but I don't think, you know, they're certainly not going to overlook the fact that the kind of value that he gets for a guy that pitches 60 innings a year, no matter how dominant he can be, if you can get a significant return for him and he's not providing – the value of the save is not as great when you're not winning over the next couple of years, then I think you have to take a step back and maybe make that return. But for now, you know, they're hoping that he's in the bullpen for at least the foreseeable future.
Mark, very early in the offseason, Frank Wren was let go from his GM duties. Freddy Gonzalez retained as the manager of this club. But given the dismissal of Wren, is there that much more pressure on Gonzalez heading into 2015?
I don't know if there's that much more pressure. I'd say there may be even less pressure just because of the, one of the reasons Frank Wren was let go was the micromanaging. There was a disconnect between him and the coaching staff. There just didn't seem to be a lot of trust in their interaction there. So I'd say this is more of a new beginning for Freddie, a new environment at least for he and his coaches to work in. And I think that, that's not to say that they're going to definitely bring him back next year. And I'm not going to say that he is entering the final year of his contract here this year. His fate will not necessarily be sealed or determined by wins and losses as much as how hard this team plays, because this team really was dead most of last year. It just was not a fun team to watch. It wasn't an exciting brand of baseball. You can take a step back and say, well, you know, that goes with losing. Any time a team's losing, if they want to feel like they're dead and they're not scoring runs. But you just didn't see the energy. And that might have had something to do with the group of guys, but at the end of the day, the manager and coaching staff have to take some responsibility for that. So they'll get another chance here with this group. And, their future with this club will probably be heavily influenced by how this team, you know, the feel that they provide out there on the effort level and the energy that they create.
Our thanks to Mark Bowman, MLB.com Braves reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer, thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras Atlanta Braves.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.